Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of Hot Tea with Coco. Yes, we're going to give you the news once the internet goes flaming hot. So, you know, I've been going for a minute, but I told you, like I told you before, I have to get all the juice, everything that you guys need as far as good details of these stories or whatever that comes up on this internet. And yeah, it's hot. So, you know what? I'm going to kick right in because, you know, I've been gone for a minute, a couple of weeks or whatever. And I've just been super, super busy taking care of a lot of little business. But you know what? My listeners, my ones that keeps on listening, I thank you for you guys. And next up, I want to get right to it. They have found all three suspects in the PNB Rock murder. So a man who was arrested in Las Vegas today and the 17-year-old son was charged with murder in the fatal shooting of the rapper PNB Rock. And that was in Los Angeles at this restaurant of, Roscoe's Chicken and Raffles. And you know what, you guys, it was on the east side of Los Angeles, which a lot of people from LA were really, really confused about how and why did PNB Rock choose that chicken and waffles out of all the chicken and waffles he could have went to that were celebrity friendly. It was celebrity friendly. And so an FBI led a fugitive task force that took this 40-year-old Freddie Lee Trone into custody at about 1 p.m. today. That's what the Los Angeles Police Department had mentioned in their press conference. He's been charged earlier in the day with one count of murder, two counts of second-degree murder, second-degree robbery, and one count of conspiracy to commit robbery. So that's what the district attorney is going to be charging him with. And his son, who was arrested already, has the same counts. Also, Trone wife, the 38-year-old wife, her name is Chantel Trone. That's the boy's stepmother, was also arrested Tuesday with the 17-year-old child, and also charged with accessory after the fact. She also had fled the scene, and she's pleading not guilty, but her arraignment was today. So we'll figure out what she's going to do and plead her little self out. And you know, you're a mother, your stepmother. You shouldn't even be getting your self involved in none of that. You know what I mean? So PNB, he was 30 years old. He was really, really on his way to stardom. He was really an outgoing guy. A lot of people were speculating why did the actual girlfriend drop their location. Eating that chicken and waffles. And I say this to the young generation. And the reason why I say this is because, you know, we grew up in, you know, me, anybody like above 35 and up, maybe 40 or whatnot. And we didn't grow up with the internet. We did not have social media like, you know, the younger generation does. And it's a lot of, you know, followers. So anytime you find yourself, hey, we're here, hey, we're there, letting you know you're everywhere, your whereabouts, and you're not going to always have congratulators. You're going to always have haters as well. You're walking around, and I'm not saying this is neither his fault to get killed, but we have to be mindful and we have to be vigilant. We have to be careful of what we do and what we post. We can't tell everybody where we're at. That's just where it's at today. We just can't do it. And I'm not going to act like I'm just a regular beggar person. I have hit the airwaves. I am now a star. I have music videos. I have chains. I have gold. Now you didn't reach another level. You cannot come back to the hood. That's just where it is. And especially if you do not have security. So please, rappers, again, Stop thinking that you're invincible where, oh, I came from the hood, I can go back there, the homies gone. No. They do not care for you. And it might be twos and fews, but majority don't want to see you make it. It's like crabs in a bucket. We ain't went nowhere. Our PPP money gone. Our EDD money gone. We want to see what you got. And if I can get what I can get, I'm going to do what I could do to get where you got to go. So I'm going to take from you and I'm going to rob Peter to pay Paul. So it's really sad, but this is the society we live in. Again, stop posting your whereabouts, celebrities, unless you have an armful, you're at a BT award, you're doing a music video, you have lots of security, your entourage, your team has set up, you guys have set up a thing where you have plenty of security, you have booked police, you have paid for, it's a lot of things that go on with this. We can't just drive to Chicken and Waffles and walk in there like we just the regular food stamp given and could sit down. And I'm not trying to talk about my hood people, but this is where we at. People now look at LA. People are not going to even want to even come out there. We have already made it bad for Biggie from Biggie and Pac situation. Pop Smoke killed in LA. You know, Draco. I mean, you know, even on the other east side, down south where Young Dope going to go get cookies. He's pulling up at his favorite cookie spot with no one. Extension, if I'm saying this right. I'm going to go get a Lamborghini by myself with a bag full of money in a Louis bag. No. We can't do it, people. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. We didn't have that. We had regular telephone lines and we pulled up on you. If you was you was there, you wasn't. You know, but it was harder to find people. You couldn't just drop a location and they was there. So it's just really unfortunate that we're at this day and age where, again, no one wants a part of our hip hop community to go this way, but it does happen. So next on our agenda, next up with the hot tea, we have Coolio. Yeah, the rapper of Gangsta Paradise has passed away. So we want to give a little silence for rapper Coolio. He was one of our Gangsta Paradise and Fantastic Voyage rapper. Let's give a moment. And we're back, right? So thank you for that moment of silence for Coolio. He won a Grammy for his best solo rap performance, Gangsta Paradise. And that was in 1995 that hit that soundtrack. And that was a part of the Michelle Pfeiffer film of Dangerous Minds. So, you know, that was big. That was big money, you know. But we don't know all the logistics of how the rapper, I think he was found unresponsive in his home. And we will give you more details as, you know, things hit the airway and we find out what is going on with Coolio. But you know, he did show a lot of love he gave to the hip hop community, and he surely will be missed. So we're with that, you know, we'll miss you. And a lot of things has been going on since I've been gone. Again, we want to continue to have our people down there in Florida, our hip hop community, our Latino community down there in Florida that is going through the Hurricane Ian, 1.9 million people without power. So all you celebrities that do have money, that do have a platform, let's get our funds together and we starting ready to give, because a lot of people have lost their homes, their possessions and they're left with anything, you know, but the clothes on their back. So we're going to be having our Birkin bags, and we're just gifting each other millions and millions of dollars of, oh, I'll buy you a home, you buy me a home, I'll buy you land, you buy me a land. Let's buy some land for these people over here that just got hit for. And that's just showing up. We got heart. It's just not about rotating the money amongst each other for the rich and the rich and the poor get poor. You know, it's about humanity out there. So, because this water will dry up and recede. And, you know, all that's left is just, you know, FEMA. And let's just, you know, give back to the people that can. And we just hope that I got a, you know, my nephew that he has been on Hot Tea with Coco, Zay. I spoke to him. He's down in Orlando. So he showed me a lot of footage of, you know, of what he could outside in the window, and the winds were 70 miles per hour. So it was really, really windy. It, you know, rainfall is a lot of flooding. Like Hurricane Katrina hit that levee and broke of a Category 4. So a lot of people were, it was just ridiculous at that time. So we just want to keep them up in high hopes and in our prayers. Also, let's see what else we've been going for in the news. Regina Carter, I've been hearing a lot of little drama going on with that, about her new boo. You know, she, I don't know, DJ Academics, you know, shared his comments, concern, which rubbed people the wrong way. So, I'm thinking T.I. is not feeling it. Lil Wayne, we haven't heard from him yet. But once, you know, once we get to that, you need to lay off of that family. And she's a young girl. She can date whoever who she want to date. Be with whoever she want to be with. If she out there with him. If he's a little bit different from the last guy. It is what it is. You know, these young people going to make their mistakes, you know. So, at the end of the day, it's really none of your business. At the end of the day. And keep these people's name out your mouth. You'll live long, you know. Also, Snoop Dogg once sold a blunt for $10,000 at a charity auction. I hope that charity auction got what they needed to do, because Snoop, I don't know what was in that blunt, but if it went for $10,000 at a charity, that must have been the weed, the best smoke ever. Ever. So, at the end of the day, you know, we just got a lot of, you know, the hip hop community. I don't know if they be bored because they have all this money, but it just be really sometimes y'all just be beefing over really nonsense, you know. And so we just got to be careful, folks. Again, Ray J, him and Kanye, you know, that isn't even looking good. I guess, you know, it was you know, they've been trying to get this talk back with this sex tape that really isn't a sex tape. WAC 100 reported on podcast with Noriega that it was another tape. So now Kanye West wanted to basically grab whatever they grabbed. You know, and Ray J feel like y'all smutting his name over there, Kardashians. He want to set the record straight with Kanye. He's not responding to any of his text messages and things of that nature. So, I just hope they can get to resolve this issue, because, you know, we just don't want it to get out of hand, is all I'm saying. Because we already see where the streets can take you to. You feel me? So, let's just see if we can do something about it. Ray J and Kanye, shout out to you guys. Love you guys. Also, R. Kelly, he is ordered to pay over $300,000 in restitution to his sex trafficking victims. I think that's pretty much a low amount of money. But, you know, hey, you know, my boy in there, he's still singing. They have released some little footage of him singing. I think he sound better in jail than at the concert page. to tell you the truth. So, you know, big up to R. Kelly. I know you guys not feeling R. Kelly, but at the end of the day, he one of ours. And at the end of the day, the people, he needed help. He been on this situation since he was a 6-year little boy, molested at a young age, and it just grew and grew into a bigger monster. I mean, if a 6-year old never got help and he was touched on, what you think a person that grew up gonna do? They only go, kids gonna go off of what they see and what they mimic. And yes, it's a grown man, you know, right from wrong. And I'm not saying it wasn't, he wasn't wrong, but these parents was giving their children away for fame, just like they did Michael Jackson. You know, y'all was complaining about him being in the bed, but how you get there? How the kids get over there? You know, at the end of the day. So we just can't just blame one person. We got to blame everybody in the whole circle at this point. You know? So, also, you know, I keep it 100. I don't keep it all the way where we're going to drag this hot tea all the way out. Rihanna is also, she will appear for the 2020. She has confirmed for the 2023 Super Bowl. So we're going to see who won the Super Bowl, because yes, it is football season. And yes, I am one of the Niner fam. I just started Niner game. And I know you guys, some of you guys are not 49er fans, but shout out to the 49er fans out there. We going up this year, next year for Super Bowl, and Rihanna will be a headliner there for Super Bowl Sunday. So guess what? I'm going to take it to the crib. I'm out. I'm about to give you what I give you all day, every day. And that's much love. You know, thank you for listening and tuning in with Hot Tea with Coco. And I'm out, and I'll see you next time. Peace.